Title, Chorus Depth Automation on Pads Intermediate. All right, let's make your pads feel alive in drum and bass, without turning the mix into soup. In DNB, pads aren't the main character. They're the atmosphere department. They glue sections together, make the drop feel wider, and add emotion without stealing impact from drums and bass. The trick is movement with control. And today we're going to do that by automating chorus depth, specifically so your pad can be tight and focused in the verse, then wide and lush in the drop, on purpose. We'll stay stock in Ableton Live, and we'll do it in a way that's mix safe at typical DNB tempos, like 170 to 176 BPM. Set your project to 174, if you want a solid sweet spot. Step 0, prep the pad so it behaves. Choose a sound source. Wave-eatable if you want modern, clean, high-control textures. Analog if you want that warm liquid drift. Or sampler or simpler if you're working with atmospheric jungle chord resemples. Then write a simple chord progression. 8 bars is enough for this lesson. If you want that darker DNB mood, a minor key with AI to VI to Roman 7 type movement is a classic vibe. The actual chords matter less than having something sustained so you can hear modulation clearly. Now build a safe pad effects chain. This order matters. First, EQ8 for pre effects cleanup. High pass it. In DNB, pads almost never need to own the sub or low lows. Start with a 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's boxy, dip a couple dB around 250 to 500. What you're doing here is making room for kick, sub, and the body of your snare. If you skip this step, chorus and reverb will exaggerate the mod later. Next, add chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode to start because it's cleaner than ensemble. Set the rate slow, somewhere around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Slow feels cinematic and controlled. Fast can feel like seasickness at 174. Set width somewhere around 120 to 200%, but be careful. Too wide can smear your center and make your drop feel weaker in mono. And here's the key. We're going to automate mount as our depth control. After chorus, put a utility. This is your reality check device. Chorus can feel louder when it gets wider and more modulated, even if the meter barely changes. Utility lets you compensate with gain and keep your pad from quietly stealing headroom. Then add reverb, medium to large size. Decay may be 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on how airy you want it. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the pad keeps definition before the space blooms. And high cut somewhere like 6 to 10k to avoid fizzy top end, especially once chorus makes the highs shimmer. Finally, add auto filter. Low pass, 12 dB slope is a great starting point. This is for arrangement movement later, and it pairs beautifully with chorus automation. Now, what do we mean by depth? Depending on the device, depth could be the mount, rate, dry slash wet, or width. For DNB pads, the most musical and controllable move is automating chorus ensemble amount. Optional extra contrast is automating dry slash wet, but amount is usually the main lever. Let's set up automation. Go to arrangement view. Press it to show automation lanes. Then on your pad track, choose chorus ensemble and select the amount parameter. Here's an arrangement style automation idea you can steal immediately. Imagine a 32-bar section. In the intro, keep the chorus amount restrained, like 10 to 25%, and draw a gentle rising curve. Teacher note, don't do a straight line unless you want it to feel mechanical. A slightly exponential curve feels like it's opening up. In the build, push it from around 25% up toward 45, even 60 depending on how lush you want it. And here's a really DNB-friendly move. Add tiny waves every 2 bars. Not big wobbles, just small bumps. It creates motion without pulling focus from the groove. In the drop, you can sit around 55 to 75%. But don't just set and forget. Add micro movement that supports phrasing. For example, every 8 bars, do a tiny dip at the phrase boundary so the pad breathes. It's subtle, but it makes the drop feel arranged rather than looped. Now the critical part, gain compensation. As you increase chorus amount, you often increase perceived loudness and density. That's where your utility comes in. Automate utility gain slightly downward as chorus depth rises. A practical starting point, if amount goes from 20% to 70%, pull utility down by about 1 to 3 dB. This prevents the classic problem, where your drop sounds louder for the wrong reason and your master starts clipping mysteriously. Next, let's make it tempo aware. Chorus rate isn't always tempo synced, but you can still treat it like musical timing. For rolling liquid vibes, try rate around 0.25 to 0.35 Hz. For more restless techie or neuro moods, 0.5 to 0.8 Hz can work, but you have to be careful. A DNB tempo, fast modulation can sound out of tune or nauseating. A really good tension release trick is rate automation during the build. Something like, intro at 0.25 Hz, build pushes to 0.35 or 0.45, and then in the drop it settles back down around 0.3 to 0.35. That speed up then settle reads as tension and release even if listeners can't explain why. Now let's level up to a pro workflow, parallel center and wide. This is how you get huge pads that don't wreck mono. Select your pad effects chain and group it into an auto effect rack. Make two chains, the center chain. Keep chorus low or even off. Then use utility to narrow it, like 0 to 60% width. The goal is a stable spine in the middle so your notes remain readable. The wide chain. Push chorus amount higher, set utility width to something like 160 to 200%, and then high pass this chain more aggressively, around 250 to 400 Hz. That way, the stereo bloom lives mostly in mids and highs, and your low-mid energy stays controlled. Then map a macro called depth or chorus depth. As the macro increases, turn up the wide chain and slightly turn down the center chain. You can also map utility gain down a touch at high depth. This is the kind of macro that makes automation feel clean, because one lane can create lushness and stability at the same time. Quick coach note, automate depth without changing perceived pitch. If your pad starts sounding out of tune as you increase depth, it's usually because the modulated voices are too loud relative to the dry core. Fix that by keeping a strong center chain and letting the size do the crazy stuff. Also, consider smaller amount moves paired with filter opening or a bit more reverb. You'll get the sensation of growth without the detuned feeling. Let's talk musical arrangement moves, not just more in the drop. 1. Right before a fill, do a quick chorus dip so the pad tightens and the fill hits harder. 2. In the first two beats of the drop, keep chorus slightly reduced, then ramp it up by beat 3. That creates an opening effect without changing your sound selection. 3. At the end of a phrase, do a tiny chorus spike and let the reverb tail carry into the transition. It gives you that cinematic DNB moment while the drums stay in front. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If you chorus the low mids too much, your pad gets cloudy and fights the bass. High pass earlier, or keep width mostly above 250 to 400. If you automate depth without gain compensation, your drop gets louder for the wrong reason. If your chorus rate is too fast at 174, the pad can wobble out of tune and create fatigue. If your breaks are already super wide, don't stack a super wide pad in the same band. Either narrow the pad or push it higher with EQ. And always check mono compatibility. Put a utility at the end and set width to zero briefly. If the pad disappears, your width is basically phase trickery and you need more mid information. Here are a few darker, heavier DNB upgrades you can try. Ensemble mode can get thick and horror lush, which is amazing in intros, but watch the smear in drops. Try subtle saturator after chorus, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. That helps the pad stay present on smaller speakers without turning it up. Sidechained pad to the kick or snare with compressor. Ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 80 to 180 ms. Time the release to the groove. It keeps punch clean. And a smart contrast move, sometimes automate chorus depth opposite to filter cutoff. As you open the low pass and the pad gets brighter, slightly reduce chorus depth so it doesn't get fizzy and unfocused. Let's do a mini practice so this becomes muscle memory. Make an 8-bar pad loop. Use the chain, EQ 8, chorus ensemble, utility, reverb, auto filter, automate chorus amount, bars 1 to 4 at 20%, bars 5 to 7 ramp to 60, bar 8 dip to 35 to set up the loop restart. Automate utility gain down about 1.5 dB as the amount rises. Automate filter cutoff, slightly closed in bars 1 to 4, opening in bars 5 to 7, then closing a touch in bar 8. Then freeze and flatten the pad to audio and listen like a producer, not like a sound designer. Ask, does it still feel stable in the center? Does the chorus read as energy and excitement, not blur and detune? Before we wrap, one more workflow tip, commit points. Pick 3 anchor values for your whole track and stick to them. Tight for verse, open for build, lush for drop. Then draw automation that lands on those values at phrase starts. It stops you from endlessly noodling and it makes your automation feel intentional. Recap, pads in DNB are about controlled atmosphere. Automate chorus depth so verses are focused and drops bloom. Automate chorus ensemble amount as your main depth control, and keep the mix stable with EQ before and utility after. For the cleanest big results, build a parallel center and wide rack and automate one macro, and think in phrases. Tiny dips and swells around fills and transitions make the pad feel arranged, not just processed. If you tell me what your pad's source is and whether you're going liquid rollers or heavier neuro, I can suggest a tight set of three anchor depth values and a depth macro mapping that won't step on your drums.